Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to share something today from Pope Benedict XVI, a wonderful book he wrote called Jesus, the Apostles, and the Early Church from Ignatius Press. There's just some sections of it that touch me deeply, and I think could be of great encouragement to you. At least I hope so. He's talking about Christian identity, what it means for us to have a secure, strong, fundamental identity of who we are and how that identity becomes the source of the joy and the peace that's possible to have in this life as we walk in Christ. For example, page 116, he said, Christian identity is composed of precisely two elements. This restraint from seeking oneself by oneself, but instead receiving oneself from Christ and giving oneself with Christ, thereby participating in the life of Christ himself to the point of identifying with him and sharing both his death and his life. It's a bit of a mouthful, but let me break it down. It makes so much sense, especially today, because today in our culture, we've gone down a kind of wrong trail here, got off on a bunny trail of just focusing on everybody needs to somehow be engaged in creating and manufacturing their own identity. And then the whole of society, the whole of culture is being forced to kind of play along with this, I think, dangerous kind of charade of believing that the purpose of life or the fundamental expression of human freedom is found in some cases, people would say, can only be found in every person self-creating, being the source and the origin of their own fundamental identity. Well, that sounds nice on the surface, but fundamentally what it is, it's a denial of, maybe unintentionally, but a denial of God, of God's creative power, the fundamental identity he's given to us, and ultimately what he's given to us in Jesus. Because Jesus is for us the revelation, the fundamental revelation of what it means to be human. Who are we? What has God made us to be? How are we called to live? And so the Holy Father puts his finger on it here. He said, the restraint from seeking oneself by oneself, that is, seeking to self-create. He said, but instead we receive ourselves from Christ. He's the one who gives us and restores to us a fundamental identity and purpose. It's rooted where? Its origin is in God the Father. You were made, you were literally designed by God, for God. You're God's idea. That's not just a crutch or an escape, it's a fact. Jesus came to reveal it, and he not only said it to us, he lived it. And he said his entire purpose of his life was to do everything the Father called him to do. He keeps his eye on the Father. He receives his identity from the Father. He receives his mission in life, which flows from his identity that was given to him by the Father. He says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. And that goes for you too, and goes for me. Jesus taught us, what is God's will for you? That's the fundamental question. What does God want from me? God's purpose and plan is revealed to us in Jesus, but it's not just the plan for Jesus's life. Jesus came to redirect all of humanity, to get us back on the fundamental path of this disposition that Pope Benedict is talking about, describes it, I think, in a very helpful way, that we're meant to both receive from Christ and we're meant to give ourselves with Christ. St. Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for me. I live a life by faith. What does that mean? It means a radical abandonment of my life in trust to him. I'm entrusting my life to him because he's the one who knows me. He's the one who knows the way to happiness and ultimate fulfillment for my life. He's the one who, by his power, by his incarnation, life, passion, death, and resurrection now, is making it possible for me through my baptism, through the gift of the Holy Spirit given to me, and the grace and mercy that comes to us to literally make us a new creation, something entirely new. So today, this constant pressure by the culture to self-create, to make up your own identity, whether people intend it or not, it's going in the wrong direction. We certainly are given freedom, but the freedom is to be directed toward God, toward the truth, toward our origin and our purpose and our destiny in God Himself. That's the place where freedom is to be exercised, but where freedom alone, true freedom, can be found. So it's a beautiful, simple understanding. We receive ourselves from Christ, and we give ourselves with Christ. He not only gives us our identity, restores to us a lost identity, giving to us clarity about being sons and daughters of God, but then He said, okay, follow me. Follow me. Lay down your life. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and come after me. St. Paul said, we're now dead to the habit patterns of sin we once lived in. We're dead to sin. We're now alive to God in Christ. Here's the centerpiece. What is Catholicism? What is Christianity all about? To be brought from death to life. And that living means being alive to God. And how does that happen? It happens in Christ and through Him. So Pope Benedict goes on, he said, it is to Him and His grace alone that we owe what we are as Christians, since nothing and no one can replace Him. No idol should pollute our spiritual universe, or otherwise, instead of enjoying the freedom acquired, we will relapse into a humiliating form of slavery. We've been brought from the slavery of sin, the darkened mind, the inability to actually grasp who we are and live in right relationship with God and live a life of integrity. He's saying here, the temptation is for us to replace Christ, who's meant to be the center of our lives, with an idol. He said, no idol should pollute our spiritual universe. The self-creative identities that are being pushed in universities across the country are genuflecting to, and these are fundamentally idols. They're self-creations. They're not real. They're identities that literally can't rise to the identity we've actually been given by God. The fact that we've chosen it and crafted it for ourselves doesn't mean it's good, doesn't mean it's healthy. In fact, it's a kind of blindness that doesn't allow us to be able to see that what's of greatest value, what's of greatest import in our lives is what God Himself has given us. The Holy Father goes on in another section of the book. He says, moreover, our radical belonging to Christ and the fact that we are in Him must imbue in us two things, an attitude of total trust and immense joy. In short, we must learn from St. Paul, he said, and exclaim, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's Romans 8:31. He goes on, Romans 8:39, and the reply is that no one will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Here's why, and when we become Christian, we're no longer searching for an identity. I think this is a confusing thing for people today because the culture is so preoccupied with it. The whole list of every kind of gender, for example. So many people are on Facebook and things like it. Facebook asks, you know, to self-identify who you are. And there's, I don't know, upwards of 100 now different genders or identities that people can choose. And what happens is people get habituated to believe that somehow this is partly what it means to be a human being, just designed today what identity or gender or whatever it is you want for yourself. Whether people know it or not, it's a fundamental rejection and a denial of what God Himself has done for us. It's a fundamental denial, ironically, of who we actually are. And what Pope Benedict is trying to underline here is the amazing and astounding reality that when we become Christian, when we're baptized into Christ, we become something entirely new. Christianity, Catholicism, is not just another philosophy. It's not just a religious system. It's a new creation. It's participating in God's recreation. We put it this way, God's identity-giving action through His Son, Jesus Christ. We're all called to be conformed to Christ. So when we're baptized into Jesus, like St. Paul said, I read earlier, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's the way forward. That's the road to happiness and human fulfillment. The other approach that has this idea that everybody can simply self-create, it denies some fundamental things. One, that God made us. Two, it denies the fall. It denies original sin in some ways. Why? Because it fails to grasp our need, better put it this way, that we are fallen creatures and we're living in a battlefield called the world, that dimension of God's creation here that's fallen under the dominion of darkness. And there's a power within us in the fall called the flesh that's constantly trying to assert its own independence over and against God. My will be done, not thy will be done. It's very deep in us. And today there's an enormous blind spot across the culture that fail to recognize and have a humble disposition that says, I'm not the origin of my life and my own identity. There's something wrong and broken. People search for identity. An aggressive push toward manufacturing multiple identities comes from the feeling inside that I don't know who I am. And I need to do something. I need to assert an identity. And I need everybody to affirm it. And now I want to get the law behind it so everybody has to recognize who I am. The reason we're so forceful about it, the reason we want to get the laws changed to accept every kind of identity that's publicly asserted by individuals is we're not secure in our identity. We're not confident in it. We're never going to be, because the only identity that will ultimately fulfill us, in which we can find genuine integrity and authenticity, is an identity that's rooted in the person of Jesus Christ. Friends, we shouldn't be surprised that we feel lost and alienated, isolated, broken at times, because that's who we are, a fallen human race of people. That's why the Son of God came, to restore us, to strengthen us. And the entire point the Holy Father is making here is to say, in Christ, we're made a new creation. Why? Because the Son, Jesus, has come to dwell in us. We belong to him now. And that understanding and that reality through the help of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the church ought to lead us to a place of tremendous trust. He says here, a deep attitude of total trust and an experience of immense joy. If we don't know that trust and we don't know that joy, it's probably because we haven't yet internalized the fundamental promises of Christ to us and the truth about who he's made us to be. That's why it's so important for us to read the Word of God, to study the Catechism, to do Bible study. And, you know, there's all kinds of wonderful Catholic Bible studies out there that you can begin to study the Word of God, because that Word has a power to change your life and give you a renewed mind and a renewed understanding of who you are. Friends, this is the great gift. We've been given the life of Christ and a share in his life. And that life gives to us, bestows on us, a participation in the identity of Jesus himself. Let's receive it, internalize it, and walk in freedom. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.